Two Sundays ago, the community of Stratford lost its water supply. It might be shocking to turn on the tap and have nothing come out, but it's actually not an uncommon issue in the San Joaquin Valley. That and water quality, as we've reported here on Valley Public Radio. So what's it like living without running water, and what's the status of getting this unincorporated community in Kings County back online? Joining us now is Martin Chavez of the Stratford Public Utilities District Board. Martin, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
First of all, let's go back to how this all began over a week ago now. What was the beginning of this problem for you?
So the beginning of this problem goes back to Friday of last week. So our main well, which is located on our main street, well number 5, started having mechanical issues, so it went down. And then we had to rely on our backup well, which is located right behind the main office of our board. And that well just went down Sunday morning. So by the time I got up Sunday morning getting ready to go to work, there was no water coming out of the faucets when I went to go brush my teeth. So I had to go and rush over to the gym, which by the local gym, I mean 15 miles away, which is located in Hanford. Shower up, head to work, and then later on realized that we had literally ran out of water in the sense that both of our pumps were out and we don't have any other pumps besides those two.
Is that how you found out about it when you were brushing your teeth?
Yes, so that's how I found out about it. I'm like, Mom, is the boiler off? Or, you know, you tend to think about those things. You know, you always see on TV, people are fearful about turning on the faucet and realizing there's no more water. And then you come to realize that can happen to you at home. And that's what I realized Sunday, that we have issues here in the valley that need to be addressed, such as water. You know, we need to have reliable and safe water for drinking.
Yeah, and this is a problem that communities have faced, whether it's mechanical failures like you experienced in Stratford or in East Porterville where wells went dry. Yeah. And that's something that's happened across the valley, not just in East Porterville, but probably the most significant case of that there. Was it entirely a mechanical problem, or was it also compounded by the drought and by a declining aquifer?
Yes, so that's one thing that's definitely, it was mainly a mechanical issue in the sense that the pump just, our main well just had too much stress on it. It was a hot day and it started up taking up sand, and that pretty much made it clogged the pump to the point where it was not working. So the pump is okay. We were able to place it back on, and now it's delivering water for people to bathe and bathe and flush toilets. But like you said, this is something that's happening because of the drought. Subsidence is a real thing. Back in 2014, NBC Nightline actually did an interview there in Stratford and talked about how our ground is sinking, and that's something that's happening that is affecting the pumps and it's affecting the soil quality, it's affecting the water quality. So that's something the state really needs to start focusing on, investing in, making sure that we start fixing our subsidence, we start getting more storage for communities to not have to rely on solely pumping water. Because once you run dry and there's no surface water, then you're in a big issue, like East Porterville has found out and other communities in the valley.
What was the response like from the community, both your customers and the valley community at large?
It was just an overwhelming, great support response. Our local farmers truly stepped up on that day. We often talk about like farmers being there for the community, and you saw it. They were the first ones to respond. They were the ones that got the pump crews out there, fixed the pump that the state had told us was non-functionable 3 years ago, and they're the ones that got it up and running. So our residents were able to bathe, and they were able to flush toilets, and our students were able to have water to flush toilets when they went back to school on Wednesday. Along with that, our local businesses, Tachi Palace, donated pallets of water. They were the first ones that started donating water. Keens Lions Club, our elected officials such as Assemblymember Rudy Salas, State Senator Andy Vidak, they got Pepsi Cola to donate a semi full of trucks and Nestle water as well. And even our Congressman David Valadeo was able to talk to U.S. Secretary Perdue about this issue when he was in town. So that was great. You know, like a cabinet member knew what was going on in the small community of Stratford. So appreciated that, that everyone came together. Now it's a matter of our state government actually doing something about it, and not just, hey, this is an issue. It's now we got to make sure we invest to make a new well, Joe. It's pretty expensive. It costs us over $1 million, and a community like Stratford can't afford $1 million, especially with the interest the state is giving us. So the Water Resource Board, when they talk about them grabbing, you saw the rally yesterday in Sacramento, them doing the water grab, that's, those things are real, you know, like our valley communities are being neglected, especially when it comes to water.
Yeah, and Martin Chavez, they're referring to the state's proposed changes to the Bay Delta plan that would increase the amount of water that flows in natural flow and valley rivers, increasing that up to about 40% of what it would be naturally. And the ones who would be losing out would be cities and valley farmers, largely. Talking about Stratford and the community there, has this been a concern for a while? Is this one of those things you've been worried might happen at some point, that you know, with aging wells, aging equipment, and as you talked about, the sinking of the land with subsidence, has this been a kind of a concern in the background that, wow, we at some point something really bad could happen and we could be out of water for a while?
Yeah, this is a concern we've had for many years now. It goes back to like 5-6 years, especially I've been on the board for 2 years now, and this is definitely a concern we have at every meeting. Is like, we have one pump and one backup pump, like one main pump and one backup. Like, that's not enough leeway for error. You know, one goes down, the other one, it's not 100% to be functioning full time, the backup one. So that's a huge concern we've had. I mean, the process of building a new well has gone back 5+ years, and pretty much it's just back and forth with the state. The state tells us you can build a well now, but we're going to charge you this interest rate, which the community can't afford. So now it's really a matter of the state having to step up and pretty much fix some of these issues. You saw Prop 1, for example. There's funds there that didn't end up going to valley communities, didn't even end up going to storage. You saw Temperance Flat that would have helped out the valley pretty much get shoved to the side, which that would have been beneficial to my community and our local farmers and many of the valley communities.
There's a proposal in Sacramento right now, a bill that would create what's being called a water tax by some. Others call it a way to fund clean and safe and affordable drinking water in communities like yours. Mm-hmm. That has since been amended a little bit, and now it's becoming, I guess, a voluntary tax. We'll see how it plays through Sacramento, if it winds up getting the governor's signature as it makes its way through the legislature. Is your group optimistic that there's going to be funding from Sacramento to solve these problems?
Well, that's one thing. You got to always be optimistic. But when it comes to Sacramento, it's one of those things is that we so often pass this new bond, this new tax, and the funds just don't get sent to where they're meant to go, especially to the communities that truly need it and are in dire need of those funds. So it's one of those things, we continue seeing these taxes and these bonds, like there's money in the state budget to fix these issues. It's just a matter of the state actually doing something about it rather than deterring the money to something else.
So tell me a little more about your district. You provide water. You also do what else, and how many customers do you have?
Yes, yeah, so we provide water and we do sewer for approximately, it depends throughout the year, it's between 330 households to 350 households. So it's a small community of roughly 1,100, 200 people. And that's one of the things for, like, when we were building this new well, the state came back to us and said, we can't afford a 0% interest. We can't have a 0% interest rate because our community's increasing in population, which studies have shown our community's actually decreasing the last 10 years in population. So that's one of the things that we're struggling with right now with the state. On top of that, it's just acquiring land. So if you know anyone that has land in Stratford, please let them know. Our district would truly benefit from that, or if there's any listeners on air right now.
So what's the status? The water is back running through taps, but it's not yet safe to drink. When do you expect that to change?
We expect that to change pretty soon. I wouldn't be able to give you an exact deadline. That's something our Granger, which is our contractor, is dealing with right now with the Division of Water in the county. And that's just something of us having to put in chlorine and all that stuff to flush out the system from the sand and make sure it's back up and running. When the water went down, one of the local farmers stepped up and connected their well to our system for people to bathe and flush toilets. But as you know, ag water is not to the same standards as municipal water. So that's one of the things we have to make sure we clean out the system before the notice is lifted. So we probably see a few more days until we're back to normal.
We certainly wish you and all the residents of Stratford the best. As residents there, over a week without drinking water running through their taps after two wells in the community failed. We've been talking with Martin Chavez of the Stratford Public Utilities District Board today on Valley Edition. Martin, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.